Andean mountain cats. The information for this cat comes from museum skins and skulls, and there have only been a handful of sightings in the wild. Only two scientists had the opportunity to observe and photograph this animal, and it was only for a two-hour period. To date, that is the only finding of this cat in the wild for study. The Andean mountain cat is a small but sturdy cat with a long, soft fur which is a pale silvery gray in color. It is striped irregularly with brown or orangey markings down the sides from the back, with dark gray bars across the chest and forelegs. It has rosette-like spots on the sides, and its belly is pale with dark spots. The tail is thick and long and banded with dark rings. The longevity of this cat is unknown, both in captivity and in the wild. It's only found in the rocky, arid, and semi-arid zones of the high Andes above the timberline. The distribution of the cat is through the Andes mountains of Chile, Argentina, Bolivia, and Peru. Information on reproduction and offspring is unknown. Information on its social system and communication is also unknown, due to the fact that the only individual ever seen in the wild was alone. It is concluded that this cat is solitary in nature. It showed no fear of humans. Reports of this cat's diet include mountain chinchillas and mountain vizcachas. These prey are ricochetal rodents, meaning that they bound off rock faces unpredictably to escape predators. Because of this, it is believed that the long tail of this cat is used to enable it to quickly change direction during a chase. Other animals with relatively long, thick tails are the cheetah, which hunts gazelles and hares that change direction swiftly during high-speed chases, snow leopards, which hunts high among cliffs, clouded leopards, marbled cats, and the margay, species with highly developed arboreal capabilities. So little is known about this cat that it's hard to determine if its rarity is a natural phenomenon, is attributed to man, or is just a misconception due to lack of sightings. Therefore, the principal threat to this beautiful little cat is lack of knowledge. One of the least known cats of South America, this species' remote habitat and legal status make it unlikely that this species will ever be available to North American zoos or other holders. This information taken with permission from IUCN Wildcats. The photos on the Big Cat Rescue Andean Mountain page were shared by Jim Sanderson, Ph.D. We wish to express our deep gratitude to Dr. Jim Sanderson for sharing these photos of the Andean Mountain Cats with us. These are the only photos ever taken of this elusive little creature, and had it not been for Dr. Sanderson's dedication to this small cat, we would have never had the opportunity to marvel at its beauty. The cat showed no fear of humans, and Jim was able to follow it for 5 hours. No others have ever been seen alive by modern man. Saving Andean Mountain Cats. The Wildlife Conservation Network is an organization that shares our belief that the money should go to animals and not be wasted on salaries and benefits for those who are doing the fundraising. If you contact them and say that you'd want 100% of your donation to go to the Andean Mountain Cats in the wild, that is exactly what will happen. Dr. Jim Sanderson has been responsible for igniting a passion in local peoples for the Andean Mountain Cats when he took the first photographs ever of them in the wild.